Radio Prague News.
Ukraine has expelled two Czech diplomats amidst allegations of spying. Former Transport Minister Vít Bárta has apologized to President Klaus for the manner in which he spoke about him on a secretly recorded tape. And Deputy Prime Minister Radek John has said he will hand his resignation to the Prime Minister in person on Tuesday. Ukraine on Friday expelled two Czech diplomats amidst allegations of spying. The Ukrainian Foreign Ministry said two staff members of the Czech military attaché's office had been declared personae non grata in the former Soviet Republic. The Foreign Ministry said a strongly worded protest was sent to the Czech ambassador over the expelled diplomats' use of diplomatic status to gather information that is a state secret in Ukraine. There's been no official response from the Czech Foreign Ministry. Prague earlier this year angered Kiev by awarding asylum to Ukraine's former economy minister Bogdan Danilishin, who is under investigation on accusations of abusing power. The decision was called incoherent by the Ukrainian side. Former Transport Minister and de facto leader of the Junior Public Affairs Party, Vít Bárta, has apologized to President Václav Klaus for the manner in which he spoke about him on a secretly recorded tape which was leaked to the press this week. On the tape, made during an informal meeting of the party leadership, Bárta boasts of his influence over President Klaus, saying he can make him do anything he wants and that Mr. Klaus's door is always open to him. The former president, Václav Havel, is also mentioned, with Bárta saying that that particular sphere of influence is covered by former journalist and official party leader Radek John, and that the two of them together have the ear of both the present and former presidents. Mr. Bárta said on Friday he was very drunk on the given occasion and had grossly exaggerated in order to impress the party. Both the current and former presidents have reacted to the recording. President Klaus said there was no need to respond to empty boasting, noting that he was far more concerned about the fact that a secretly recorded tape was once again an instrument in political warfare. The former head of state, Václav Havel, has asked not to have his name dragged through the mud in party infighting. Mr. Havel's assistant said the former president was not in any way involved in present-day politics, made no attempt to interfere in political life, and that his occasional contacts with Radek John were restricted to social occasions. Deputy Prime Minister Radek John has said he will hand his resignation to the Prime Minister in person on Tuesday. Mr. John, who heads the Junior Coalition Party Public Affairs and was to have led a newly established anti-corruption team in the Nečas government, announced earlier this week that he was leaving the cabinet because he felt a lack of support from the Prime Minister. The two men recently clashed over who should be on the said team. After meeting with Radek John to discuss his decision, President Václav Klaus said on Friday that he thought Mr. John could be persuaded to change his mind. Prime Minister Nečas has had to cancel most of his engagements over the past 2 days after undergoing eye surgery. A judge in Teplice has served a parent a 10-month suspended sentence for publicly insulting teachers at a local primary school and ordered the offender to apologize. Teachers around the country see the verdict as an important precedent in helping to restore respect in the teaching profession. The man, who had previously been in trouble with the law, lost his temper when he was not able to enter the school building and shouted vulgarities about people in the teaching profession as children streamed out of their classrooms. The judge said that it was unacceptable for anyone to undermine the authority of teachers in this manner. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. The coming days should be partly cloudy to overcast with scattered showers and day temperatures between 12 and 17 degrees Celsius. I'm Daniela Lazarova, and that's the end of the news.